Thank you, Mitch, and welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios. And Dan, and if the Chiefs were going to win their 10th consecutive victory for a franchise record, would come in front of these hometown fans. The Chiefs looking to score on their opening drive for the third week in a row. They've done it the past 2 weeks. Alex Smith starts off with someone Mitch Holthus calls the sausage. Anthony Sherman up the field for 18 yards and hands it off to Sharkhandrick West. This is for 13 yards and a first down. Chiefs rolling early.
It's all well and good, Pete, to get those guys going early, but you got to go back to Old Faithful. Jeremy Maclin been outstanding all season long. Just a nice throw and catch on an out route. Play action in the backfield opens up the window for Maclin to get a deep slant and off for the first score. From this angle, you can see the linebacker action with the play action opens up that door. Nice throw and catch. Touchdown, Maclin.
So it's 7-0 Chiefs in the first quarter, and they keep on pounding. Here's Spencer Ware up the field for 15 yards, a real gritty player for these Chiefs.
And now in the second drive, they did an outstanding job moving the ball around, getting it to multiple guys. Chris Conley comes down with his catch. Then it's back to Maclin on the end around. Great blocking up front, gets the ball inside the 5-yard line. No need to dance around, no need to play around. Smash mouth football gets in for the score. Spencer Ware, second touchdown of the day.
14 unanswered points for the Chiefs, 14-0 Chiefs in the first quarter. But then in the second quarter, interceptions come into play. We don't see it a ton from Alex Smith, but that's in the hands of Travis Carey. So the Raiders end up having good field position. Derek Carr trying to take advantage, looking for Amari Cooper. But this one is into the hands of Ron Parker, and that's his touchback for the Chiefs.
Excellent job by Parker, knowing exactly where he was on the field, reading the eyes of Derek Carr. Goes up high for the interception. Big turnover.
So Alex Smith's first pass after the interception. It's another interception. Really rare for Alex Smith. That one by David Amerson. And the Chiefs allow the Raiders to get to their 10th point, 14-10 into the half. And then the second half, the defense steps up.
Well, we've seen this time and time again, Pete, all season long. Halftime adjustments equating to second half production. Derek Johnson comes through first. D. Ford helps clean it up, but the defense stepped up in the second half.
The punt team's been doing well lately. We thought they'd get one soon. They finally do. That one by DJ Alexander for a safety blocked punt.
Comes through untouched. Error by the Raiders. Go figure. And DJ Alexander was able to make them pay the first points by a non-kicker for special teams for the Chiefs.
So 16-10 Chiefs now in the third quarter.
Nice job moving the ball, still getting Jeremy Maclin in. And how about this throw, Pete? Excellent job. Demetrius Harris, his first touchdown of his career, goes up like the old basketball player, gets to the height, and pulls down the rebound.
He'll be keeping that ball. 23-10 Chiefs, but then the Raiders showing some life.
Push off.
A touchdown makes it 23-17. And the Chiefs' defense needs to step up. The Raiders have no timeouts. They're trying to bleed this clock.
Yeah, it was a great job by the defense. We've seen them in this predicament before. And you have multiple guys coming through affecting Derek Carr. A smart play here by Sean Smith comes in, cuts off the angle, keeps him in bounds, and the clock is ticking.
For the second week in a row, the clock is just ticking out on this opposing quarterback. Derek Carr trying to get a snap.
He's giving
off.
Us an applause.
3-2. Clock runs out again. Second week in a row, 23-17 win for the Chiefs. And as I said, their first time that they've won 10 games in a row ever for these Chiefs. Spencer Ware, 16 carries, 76 yards, and touchdown. The Chiefs heading to the playoffs. Dan, and you said there was no smiling during Raider Week, but I beg to differ.
Yeah, we can smile now, and I promise I won't clothesline you like I said I would, Pete, but there's something to smile about for Chiefs fans. You consider 1-5, relatively thought of as the season being over, and now being able to reel off 10 straight wins, being the hottest team in the AFC going into the playoffs. Unfortunately for the Chiefs fans and Chiefs Kingdom, they can't play that home game here because Denver Broncos won their game. They're going down to Houston. They had success early on. Hopefully they can have that same success in the postseason. We need it.